Shir and Ksubis, Tuesday night. Tonight we're going to have the rare honor of learning a shir from my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Abba Berman. It's about that.
Can I ask, I just don't understand the character basically of the tzaddik.
We're going to learn it. Rabab also doesn't understand it. Oh, no, we're not learning the Beis Yaakov. I'm sorry. I was going to, and then it got too complex, and I decided to do the next piece.
It's very short.
We're talking about the Beis Yaakov we discussed yesterday. So his kasha is, why don't you say, Kamle B'drabe Minei on the Nesina? Right? Since the Kapora is the Hafrasha. Tosfos Teretz is, Kamle B'drabe Minei does not exempt a Kapora payment. It only exempts a liability payment, not a kapora payment. So, but then Tosfos Maskana is that the kapora is only the hafrasha. So presumably the nesina is a liability.
You're not presuming, because it's fair. It says the coin can be mokeh. Tosfos is fair, the coin can be mokeh.
But presumably I was saying, if okay. It's not kapora, then it's presumably tashlumin.
You see
that the Beis Yaakov's teretz is going to be, it's not kapora, but it's not tashlumin either.
I'm saying, that's why I said presumably. The coin can be moichel.
But the fact that it can be moichel is not necessarily an indication that it's a tashlumin. It's just an indication that it's not a kapora. So I said presumably a tashlumin, I meant lafuke what the Beis Yaakov suggests as an answer. So presumably, if it's not kapor, it's tashlumin.
Okay.
So then there should be kamli b'drava minei. That's the Beis Yaakov's famous question. So his teretz is that giving it to the kohen is not a liability payment. You're not paying the hezek. Venerally, that the din of giving the kohen the tashlume truma, this replacement truma that you've been mafresh. Is now, it's like you have truma in your house. And just like if you have regular truma in your house, you have a mitzvah saseh to give it to the kohen. In fact, we saw bein la ramban, there's a mitzvah to give it to the kohen. According to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, and according to the Rambam, it's the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah to give it to the kohen. So here also he's machadesh. That when you eat truma b'shogeg and you have and this funny thing that you have to replace the truma with peiros, you can't give money, and yes, and it's kapara. So now after you've created the replacement truma, the keren and the chomesh, and you have to use the same fruit, and you have to use it from chulin b'sukanim, you have to realize it's a chiddush if someone ate truma b'shogeg. And he inherited, he ate apples that were truma b'shogeg. And he inherited apples that were truma from his mother's father, who was a kohen. Right? A person's mother's father could be a kohen. And he was yoresh, the apples. The mother's father died. There were no brothers. The mother died. Everybody died. And he got apples. He can't give that to the kohen as his replacement truma. It has to be chulin that become truma through his hafrasha. So very strange. He can't give money. He can't even give truma apples. He has to take chulin apples, which magically become truma. I say magically because they're not tevel. They magically become truma when he says this should be replacement for the truma I ate. He can't even give truma. Right, I just gave you a scenario where he might have truma apples in the house. Well, what do I need such a crazy case for? He has truma apples from his own apples, from Tevel, that he was matrish truma. No, that's not a good example, because that he has to give to a kohen anyway. So I wanted a case that was mamish his. So he's mamish giving it to a kohen, and it's his money. He doesn't have to give it to a kohen. It's no good. So the Beis Yaakov says, the din to give the tashlume truma, we'll call this tashlumei truma, as you've been calling it all along. The din to give this tashlumei truma to the kohen, he's machadesh, is your good old mitzvah saseh to give truma to a kohen. You're not reimbursing the kohen now for the hezek you caused him. This is a whole new parsha, eating truma b'shogeg. You're in a different maslul, you're in a different world. You're in the world where you did a menodim as if me'ila, akin to me'ila. You ate truma, you ate kodesh dik of fruit, it was truma. You replace it, and you give it to the kohen, much as you would give regular truma to a kohen. Says the Beis Yaakov, from that, there's no kamli b'drabim minay. No kamli b'drabim minay on a mitzvah saseh to give truma to a kohen. Mashen gain. Yeah, okay. That's the Beis Yaakov's teretz.
That's the mitzvah saseh.
That it's... That's not, again, yes, that's correct. But it's the mitzvah saseh of giving truma to the kohen. I just want to fill out what...
I don't why is that... the raya of Tosos, that Kasha, that Tosos was forced to say that Afrash, that the Messina is not a kapara, was because in a Suffolk case of Suffolk truma, so then the din is, he's not...
What's the case of Suffolk truma? If a person's Masufik, if he has to give truma or not, what's the din? Okay. He's mafresh it, and he keeps it. That's the din by Sofik Truma.
He gives the case of the Vlad, the Vlados.
Yeah, all those cases, you mafresh and you keep it.
Okay.
Sofik Petach Hamor, you mafresh it to take care of the Issa Veheter angle, and you keep it because that's the momentous angle.
Tosu said based on that, he was forced to say that the...
It's not a kapara.
That it's only going on the Nesina, and that Hafrusha, he cannot, if Hafrusha would be Sofik Truma, or in other words, the Kohen...
You do it, so the mafresh
would... cannot be Mokha.
That's a Beferish of Gemara.
Can be Mokha, the Nesina.
Yeah.
Okay. So now what? And since the Mitzvah Asay, so therefore came out of what doesn't work?
The Nesina is the Mitzvah Asay of giving Truma to a Kohen.
Now, first of all, it's not normal mitzvah say truma. It's mafresh the truma.
And you give it to
and
a
kohen. And he can eat the fruit already. The fruit he gives to the kohen, correct?
The truma he gives to a kohen.
But he can eat the fruit is already muta.
Yeah.
He's mafresh the truma.
The tevel became
the truma is not shayach to the shevet of the kohen.
Right.
In this case, he has to give it to a specific kohen.
Right.
So, okay. So it's not exactly the same as normal. Because
he's not hiding the fact that there's a special din here to give it to this kohen, but the hagdara of the giving it is the hagdara of giving truma to a kohen. You're not reimbursing him for his monetary loss. You're giving truma to a kohen. Yeah, here the Torah was geizer, you got to give it to this kohen. True.
So why can't we draw it doesn't work?
Because it's not a monetary payment. It's not a reimbursement. It's not a choyev that you owe the kohen. It's a mitzvah.
Heshiv is a gezeira. Is that a mitzvah?
It's also a mitzvah. But
there is... Mises based in. Is that part of that?
Yes, because first of all, if it's be'en, it rather doesn't. If it's be'en.
Oh, yeah, because
it's a shaila in Sanhedrin. That's a sugya boba machteres. It's a havamina and a maskona of rav. If it's be'en or not, the Gemara's maskona, I'll grant you there's a very solid havamina in the Gemara that you do say kam lebidrabi minei, and you don't have to give it back, even if it's be'en, if the gzela is be'en. Gradle la maskona, you do have to give it back, even if it's be'en. When we'll get up to Sanhedrin, Baba Machteres will learn it. But anyway, it's no kasha. I have to tell you the truth. I have to be honest with you. I'm fooling you. The answer is, because there, the mahus, of the payment is reimbursement. The Torah said it's a mitzvah to reimburse. Here, it starts with the mitzvah. And that's what makes it his momen hashevet, because there's a mitzvah to give it to him.
So why does he have to give it to that one guy?
Because the Torah said so. The Beis Yaakov's not hiding that.
No magic.
If you want to say that to you, who really is an anti-logic, and you have to go with the Torah. But if you want to sit here and say, I will accept it, if you want to say that you don't, I'm serious now, please listen to me. If you want to say that you don't like the Beis Yaakov's teretz, because it's not mistavra to you, okay, fine, you don't understand it, because it's not mistavra to your seichel, that if it's primarily a mitzvah, that the Torah would have, in this case of Truma, directed the mitzvah at one particular kohen. If it's a mitzvah, then it would be like Momen HaShevet, like regular Truma. Mapitom this kohen. Who? This kohen. So it's mistavra to you that it's primarily a reimbursement, because you took something away from him, so you have to reimburse him. Okay. Oh yeah, that's a reason to say that you don't agree with the Beis. You don't like, don't agree. That you don't understand the Beis Yaakov.
Let's say it like that.
No, but that's a valid reason to disagree with it. But I don't think it's a big kasha. I think the Beis Yaakov, it's perfectly valid to say that in this case, where you ate someone's truma b'shogeg, the Torah directed that the mitzvah saseh be given to him. But the chiluk between gezeilah is a very, very... No, it's an important chiluk that there's a mitzvah saseh there, but there it starts with a din of reimbursement, okay. And the Torah...
No, I'm accepting. I'm
it's directed to him because why should
the Torah took the reimbursement and made it into... It depends which end of the mic... You can look at different ends of the binoculars, of the microscope. You can look at... Turn it around. Here, the Torah took a reimbursement payment and made it into a mitzvah. Here, machmas the mitzvah, it becomes momen hashevet. Or in this case, moment of this kind. So but it starts with a mitzvah.
Why is suffix true? Because the Sina is not a mitzvah.
Because when you have a suffix mitzvah of mammon, it's governed by the rules of mammon, not by the rules of Issa Hatta. I refer you to the Ran and the Dorim, the Zion and Aleph.
But it's like you just said the same two different things about the same subject. Nesina of Truma to the Kohen. In one place, the Rav says it's a beikar, a mitzvah. It's not a din of reimbursement. It's a mitzvah.
But it's a moment.
So
mitzvah.
Therefore,
it's a moment. There's a difference. So learn the Ran and the Dorim, the Zion and Aleph, where there's a very, very long Ran that discusses things that are primarily a mitzvah, but they're a mitzvah of mammon. They're not a mitzvah to take a lulav. Even if it's primarily a mitzvah, you can have a mitzvah of, let's say Peah. I'm giving you a test now. Does Peah start off as give the ani his money, or does it start off as a mitzvah? What's the first step? Okay. We said gezeilah is definitely starts off give the guy back his money, and the Torah turned that into a mitzvah. Truma is for sure you start off with a mitzvah, and the mitzvah makes it into momen hashevet. Hey, also, listen to me.
I'm listening. We have one mitzvah, truma. Why here svara? What's the svara? Why here we look at it primarily as money? Here we look at it primarily mitzvah.
Because the Ran and the Dorim says that a chiyuv, which is money, even if it's primarily a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah of money, when it comes to sfeikus, is governed by the rules of mominus. That's a long run in the Dharma that proves that for many Gemaras.
And when it's vaday, it switches to a din of primarily a mitzvah?
That switches. It's primarily a mitzvah, but a mitzvah of momin...
So you should say kimlai. Kimlai shepakur.
Because Kimlay addresses the chiyuv, and if your chiyuv is not coming from owing him, but it's coming from a mitzvah, a ben adam ha-mokom, so Kimlay b'drabamine doesn't pater you from putting on tefillin. Kimlay b'drabamine deals with chiyuvim. The chiyuv misa paters the chiyuv mammon. So you're going to look at the source of the chiyuv. The source of the chiyuv is primarily a mitzvah source. That it's emanating from mitzvah. It's not emanating from mominus.
Even though they're all mitzvahs, Mike. But some are primarily mominus.
What do you...
All the payments and all the onshim are all mitzvahs.
They're all mitzvahs, but the question is the primary? Mitzvah not primary.
Okay.
The word is where does it emanate from? What's first?
Okay,
if primary means first, then I'll agree with the word primary. Where does it start? I want to use words that'll explain it. That I hope will explain it. It's where does it emanate from? If primary means first, then I'll use the word primary. I don't want to use the word primary in the sense of ikar. I want to use where does it emanate from. So I don't want to use the word primary because it's a little confusing. If it emanates, there are things that can emanate from mitzvah, peah, truma, stoka, emanates from mitzvah. The guy has no claim to it before it was a mitzvah. He has no shaychus to this money. The Torah said, I should dip into my pocket and I should give him something. Something magic happens when that is done. It becomes momen shevet. It becomes, he has a claim to it after the mitzvah was said. So when it comes to Kamli B'drabamine, to me it's very logical and makes sense. Kamli B'drabi Minei says Chiyuv Misa Patos Chiyuv Moment. So we're going to look at what the nature of the Chiyuv is, where it emanates from. Does the Chiyuv emanate from Moment? Kamli B'drabi Minei. If it emanates from Mitzvah, then Misa is not going to Pata this Mitzvah just like it doesn't Pata Tefillin. But if you're dealing with Safek, so then I don't know if I would say it in Svara, but I'll run to the Ran in the Dorim that says that even if you have something that emanates as a mitzvah, it's primarily a mitzvah, it's firstly a mitzvah, and because of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is about Momin, then the rules of Safek follow the Mominous rules, not the Issa rules.
And why? Okay.
That's the Beis Yaakov. I would have no problem. I'm not ashamed to use the word disagree. I'm not like you. I'm much more of a mechutzot. I do disagree with the Beis Yaakov. I disagree with the Beis Yaakov for a different reason than you. You're disagreeing with the Beis Yaakov because you don't see a chilek, monofshach. First of all, you don't see it's mustavra, that it's the regular, good old fashioned mitzvah.
Right,
okay. Okay, good. But you say it your way, I'll say it my way.
Okay.
So you say, first of all, you don't understand if it's a regular mitzvah, say, of Truma, so that the Torah should pinpoint one particular kayin. It's lo mitkabel alecha, and therefore you don't understand the Beis Yaakov. And also you're saying, you really don't hear, so like sort of hodu kushi l'duchta, because that was what Tyson said. What about Safek? So Safek said it's governed by the rules of Mominus. So you don't really, again, you don't understand the Beis Yaakov, where he's coming from, then Safek should be chayiv. Just like if you have a Safek, if you put on tefillin today, you have to put on tefillin, so you don't really hear.
Can we answer the first question that it's like a knas? Like we also discussed, the knas shouldn't go back to the one person.
To me, it's just very mistaken to give it to the kohen that you took it from.
That sounds like a reimbursement.
Okay.
I'm saying, so why is it not a reimbursement? Like a knas is not a
reimbursement. Jacob doesn't talk about it. We can sit and speculate, you know.
What is the knas of the rabbi?
I have a doubt. That there's no chi of nesina yet. That there's not good, that you didn't, you, I say, you can't say, come. I have a different teretz. To the base, and not I have a problem with his teretz. I happen to like his teretz. I don't agree with you, and I think it is mistaver like the Beis Yaakov. But I have a different teretz, which I think is a better teretz. I think a more foundational teretz, and that is that the chiyuv starts off with hafrasha. Once it's mufresh, you have to give it to the kohen. Before it's mufresh, there's no chiyuv to give anything to the kohen. So there's no kamli b'drabba minei. So the kamli b'drabba minei does not pop up 2 hours later. Kamli b'drabba minei has to be now. When I did the act, that's mechayev me misa.
In the kasha of Beis Yaakov.
I'm answering his kasha.
But he said the lashon. Can I? Then Beis Yaakov the lashon of the kasha. If I may, excuse me.
I would hope the lashon of the kasha is not like my teretz.
No, it's against the teretz.
I hope so.
Because it says that the whole thing is from the pasuk. Well, I'm sorry. Here it is. Sorry, it's over here. The following language. He says because the pasuk is Rachmana chayve af l'shalem l'kohen d'ksiv. The pasuk says v'nasan l'kohen v'gilu rachmana. The kid on any part of the Shulim of the Kohen, and Shulim Kabbalah. He said, the pasuk says, the Nas on the Kohen. The Iker Chiyuv is to give it to the Kohen. That is the Iker Chiyuv.
What are you coming
I'm
to say?
That the Kohen says that
what are you coming to say?
That the Din Tashulim Truma is learned from a pasuk that says you have to give it to the Kohen.
No one can argue with that, man. Yeah, that's
the Rav is saying that at the time of kid when he does the Aveira, the only thing he's tied to was to mafresh, not to give.
Oh, that's what you mean. Yeah. At the time he did it,
because the whole thing is to give. That's the Adarab. The fresh is just the
Adarab of Adarab. After you learn Tosfos, how can you say that? Listen to you. It doesn't make any sense now what you're saying. Because if Tosfos says the kapara is to be achieved only through the hafrasha, and that's your kapara. And then you go and give that to a kohen, but that's no longer a kapara. That's already mominus or mitzvah saseh or what have you. But the first thing is you have to achieve kapara.
I'm just saying that
you have to achieve kapara comes first.
You need the kapara. It's very important. I'm saying that if you want to say one is tefil for the other, it would be a frusha because the pasuk says you got to give it.
Not according to my good friend. You're a wonderful fellow. You can't. I know, but once. I know that's what Tosfos says. I know that's what the pasuk says. But once Tosis is not afraid to be mechadish, that the kapara is achieved through hafrasha only, so certainly what's mistavra is that there are two shlavim here, and there's no shlav of, because be'ika you have to achieve a kapara. You ate truma b'shoigig, like ate me'ilo, you ate hektish b'shoigig. So primarily, you have to achieve a kapara. Now the Torah tells you, you know what you do with that? Now, if you want a taina, that the way the psukim are set up, it's obvious, or it's mistavra, or it sure sounds like the primary goal is the nesina, I consider that a kashan toisus. I consider that's a kashan toisus. How can toisus say that there's kapara, and the kapara is only hafrasha, but if you look at the pasuk, the Torah doesn't even talk about hafrasha. The Torah talks about nesina, giving it to the kohen. So how could toisus be mechadesh, such a fantastic chiddush, and I use the word fantastic in its literal sense. It's a fantastic chiddush that the kapora of the, which is the reason that you can't pay money, you have to pay payros, and the reason you have to pay chulin musukonim, and the reason you pay lefi mida, not lefi mama, and the reason for all these weird dinim, and you have to eat a chaimish, like whoa, like. All of that the Torah doesn't talk about. The Torah doesn't mention that. The Torah talks about Shlav 2, which is not a kapara, which the Kohen could be Meichel, which has all the regular trappings of Momenus, and this whole, it's a Moridik Akasha on Tosis. It makes Tosis Teretz into a big Doichet. But Tosis is a Rishon, I'm not going to argue with Tosis. It is both.
But you also need to restore the money.
But only one. So I could see that. To answer the Beis Yaakov's kasha, I have Tosfos on my side. I want to answer a kasha of the Beis Yaakov. So I want to say, right now, there's no mitzvah nesina, because first you have to achieve kapora. Then you go and you give it back to the kohen. So that's why there's no kamli b'darmanei. I'm answering the Beis Yaakov's kasha, which I think a very... Okay, you don't like it? Okay, good. Let's move on. No, I understand the Beis Yaakov doesn't hold it as teretz. Ooh, do I understand that? He gave a different teretz.
Regular truma, it's really mafresh.
Regular truma, it's machlekes Ramban. We learned yesterday, okay, but 2 days ago.
No.
It absolutely is machlekes Ramban.
Matir is a devil, right?
Yeah, everybody agrees with that. But so what's the mitzvah? What's the goal of the mitzvah?
It belongs to the Kohen.
Not according to the Ramban, my good friend. The Ramban proves that a Kohen has his own tevel, and he's mafresh his own truma, and he goes and he sells it to a Kohen. And the Ramban proves from there that hafrash is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. That means there's a certain goal. Hashem has a certain goal in mind, and that goal is achieved, according to the Ramban, purely through hafrasha. But that's with regular truma. Koshkein, tashlume truma, according to Tosfos. That kapora is achieved only through hafrasha. Koshkein hafrasha is a double b'fnei atzmo. To me, it's only a skip and a hop to say that right now there's no mitzvah sasina yet until after the truma exists. So that's why there's no kamei b'darbe minei meyushiv de Beis Yaakov's kasha. Thank you. What? How could, because it's a mitzvah of moment, It's like, you know what it's like? Bingo, shachmat. You ever hear of Makire Kuhuna?
Makire Kuhuna, what?
Did you ever hear of Makire Kuhuna? I'm not trying to make you a shot. Makire Kuhuna is that you have regular truma, a regular miser, that
you
normally give it to the guy, and that somehow creates that you have to give it to this guy. Machlekes Ketzayis Nesivis, Rishonim, exactly why. Matana Muetes, Mechusrei Amuna, what have you. But now, even though it's really ostensibly Momen HaShevet, because it's Momen HaShevet, but it's, he has it. There's a Lashon of the Kohanim U'Miyayish from it. There's a Lashon Rashi and Baba Basra, the other Kohanim U'Miyayish. And he gets it. No, I didn't say it's not a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. That the lemaisa application of the mitzvah is that it's I don't know what virtually is already. Now he could probably tell you to keep it and be Meichel. In fact, he for sure could. There's a Beferish Mishnah in Trumas that if you have a Makiri Kuna situation and you rented, you leased a cow from a Kayan, you could feed it Karshine Truma, because it's like it's Makiri Kuna, so it's like it's the Kayan's already, and he's allowing you to feed it to his animal.
What happens if he's nifter?
What?
What happens if he's nifter?
That's exactly the Gemara Baba Basra. It's even called Muchzuk. His kids are Yerushit. Not only the Yerushit, but his Bechor gets Pishnayim. Because he's called Muchzuk in it. That's the Sugya Makiri Kuna in Yesh Neuchlin. After you finish all the three blot of Droshas to figure out to say the Yerusha, so the first Sugya you start with, which a lot of yeshivas, when they learn Yesh Neuchlin, skip the Droshas, and they go right away to the first Sugya in Yesh Neuchlin, which is Makiri Kuna. I don't know. I figured I'll... No, because you see that when... Even if something is primarily a mitzvah, but if it involves momen and it's directed punct to one person, so that person acquires monetary rights in it. Even if the emanation is mitzvah, but if it's directed to one person, he actually acquires rights. Like Makiri Kuna, he can be moirish to his children. So imamish get monetary rights in it.
That's the kashrus
of... So I'm saying, so if the Torah...
It's not mostly, it's the magnet.
If the Torah said he's the man, let's say the Torah said that you have to give truma to your next door neighbor. If you have a next door neighbor that's a kohen, you have to give truma to him. You have a rov that's a levi, you have to give him your ma'aser. Let's say.
Good neighbor.
So I'm positing means postulating. I'm postulating that I would be able to know Michael and say keep it already. That my monetary rights in it are so strong that I can actually be Meichel and say, keep it. So it's Kilu, you gave it to me and I gave it back to you. That's what I'm saying. So that's how I'm answering.
It's also another example of what his problem was.
Well, that's what I'm answering.
That's
exactly why I'm answering you.
Okay.
I'm saying it's as if the Torah would have said, not only as if, but the Torah is saying that. The Torah is saying, according to the Beis Yaakov, give this Truma. It's emanating as a mitzvah. Give away the truma. Mitzvahs are say to give truma to a kohen, but here I'm telling you which kohen to give it to. It's not eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Give it to that kohen over there, the one sitting over there, giving the shear over there, the shulchan aruch.
There's a kohen. And yet it's not his until you actually give it physically.
I'm not so sure it's
you
not his.
It
could be moichel, means you can say keep
it.
I don't know. That's not partial. Let's say Makiri Kuna says keep the truma. Are they mak now? Are they moichel? It's a good question. It would need ha'amocha into the sugya of Makiri Kuna. It would probably depend on the reason Makiri Kuna is kilu, it's theirs. There's a choice, there's an asivus, boom, 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 they're fighting, everybody's arguing over it. Very argumentative society.
It's
very clear. You have to decide if you like the Beis Yaakov or if you don't like the Beis Yaakov. You have to make a decision. Okay. Rav Abba has a very long shiur about the Beis Yaakov. The reason I decided not to learn it is because it gets very, very complex and involved with Rambams and different shitas. So I started looking at it and I said, this is not for the, as we say in art school, it's beyond the scope of the shiur. I'm not going to say it's beyond the scope of this work. But I didn't want to learn Anaf Beis. So if you want to see what Rav Abba has to say about the Beis Yaakov, it's in Shir Chavtes.
Probably more doable for us if you would sort of.
No, it gets much too involved. I'm sorry, Chavches. Chavches starts off the first paragraph quotes Tosfos, the second paragraph quotes the Beis Yaakov. Simen Chavches Shiurei Iyun Talmud and Ksubis. He starts off talking about it. You say, oh, what was the Rav talking about? This is so gishmak. It's wonderful. But by the sixth paragraph, he's already branching off into the Rambam, and into Rashi Shita, into the Rashi Shita, and it just gets much too...
I feel the numbers again. I still don't get
the same. Chavches. Yeah. Anyway, but in Chavtes, which is also about Tashlumei Truma, and it's called Binyan Mechila B'Tashlumei Truma, which is mamish beautiful. So, and in Anaf Beis, he starts off bringing down Rabbi Chanan. that if there's no din kumli b'derminei b'tkapora, what about Malkus? That Misa always partners Malkus. The Chorim Malkus is always a kapora. Kivan Shanikla, Ariel Kochicha, Mamish the Puzzle you quoted to ask your question. And then he brings on the Rabbi Chanan suggests that it's primarily an Oynish, and the kapora is a chiyuv when he's makabel his Oynish. But the chiyuv is a chiyuv Oynish, not a chiyuv kapora. So Tosfos says, no good, because if nimtza ha'horig lacha shenefa ha'egla, so you need a puzzle that you still kill him. The yolof lo mikra, frek Rabbi Chanan lo mikra, if it's primarily an Oynish, so why should the Egla Arufa bat them from his Oynish? But you see, it's a Kapora primarily, so maybe there was Kapora already. Not Khan. So the Maisa, Khan answers the Kasha, but Zorababa goes on and says, Venera the Tarets, the Yesh Be'oynish Miso Malkash Nein Yonim, the Etzim Chiyuv, which is a Chiyuv Oynish, that's the Chiyuv. But then, this is the mamish, like I said in the Beis Yaakov. Begam yesh atachlis al achiyuv. What does the Torah want to achieve? That's already called the tachlis. The Torah doesn't want to achieve punishment. The chiyuv is a chiyuv to punish, but the goal is not punishment. The goal is kapora. So, if nerfah ha'egla, so you might think enechanami the chiyuv is a chiyuv punishment, but if your goal has been achieved, so there's no more point in giving the punishment because the goal's been achieved already. We don't care about the goal. Like I said before, the Gabi de Beis Yaakov, the Chiyuv Misa patas the Chiyuv Momen. So if the Chiyuv Malkus is Onesh, so you say Kamli Bidrabamine. It's not a Chiyuv Kapor, it's a Chiyuv Onesh. So that's why you say Kamli Bidrabamine. Mashenkin by the Egla Arufa, there the Pshat is once the goal is achieved, so there's no more makom for the chiyuv because the goal has been achieved already. Mashenkin by Teshlume Truma, Tosfos holds that the chiyuv is a chiyuv kapara, and therefore you don't say kom lebedrabamine. That's just the beginning. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah. That's in Chavtes Anav Beis. Wonderful tonight, excellent, very good. Thank you very much for the pilpul chaver and the mamish gevaldik. Does anybody know MP3 players?